I'm John Wiese. I'm an ISV architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today to talk with John Hardenbrook, senior engineering analyst with API Healthcare, about their solution and PowerShell and how they utilize PowerShell within their solution. So, John, why don't you take a moment to say hi and tell us a little bit about your application?
Hi, I'm John. What we do is we provide human capital software to healthcare entities throughout the United States and the world now. Basically, what we do is we provide time and attendance, staff scheduling, education tracking, HR, payroll, and acuity to healthcare organizations so that they can optimize their human capital resources.
Great. So you guys have taken an interesting approach with some of your management in adopting PowerShell for your back end, some of your systems and some of the processes in the background. So maybe you could talk a minute about how you've done that in the past, and also then how you're doing that now with PowerShell.
Sure. Well, we were very excited when PowerShell came out because prior to the release of PowerShell, we were pretty much at the mercy of our development staff to develop some back-end tools in C# or what have you, to where the ordinary tech or the engineer couldn't really develop the code on their own. And so when PowerShell was released, we took it and ran with it because we could create these commandlets so we could manage our systems without having to manually go in and remote into every server and stop and start. And this allowed us a great flexibility all the way through the command line to just go start system, stop system. So we developed a snap-in series of commandlets that we can load up a system and various systems and start, stop. And some other things we've done with PowerShell is in our managed services group, where we manage the client systems for them, we've used PowerShell to go out to those various systems and pull the logs back and insert it into a database and then generate emails for us. Says it's here and daily reports.
Okay,
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so you've been able to take kind of that the custom homegrown stuff in house and turn that into shell scripts, basically the PowerShell scripts that you use yourselves, but also could be extended by your customers and stuff. So how about your customers? How well have they received PowerShell for management of the systems?
At first, they were like, what is PowerShell? But once they got introduced that it's just basically a command line, for some of those old-timers where that's what we grew up in. But then they saw it, and some of them really taken it and run with it and created a lot more stuff, like in their virtual environments where,
managing their virtual machines and stuff.
Yeah. So they've been very excited by
Great. So let's see, maybe we could jump into a demo and take a look at maybe a couple of the scripts that you guys have worked with, and then we'll talk a little bit.
So what are you going to show us today?
Okay, I'm going to show you some of the basic things that that we've implemented with our commandlets. The first thing we do is we load up our system layout file, which is just a really simple XML file.
Okay.
And it loads it up into its own drive, so you see we have an API drive now, instead of just your C drive or your D drive, whatever. And so you can look at what's running. So we just get a status. LWX is our three-letter designator.
Okay.
So it'll go out and it'll query all the machines to see what is happening with our system, and it says it's stopped.
Okay.
And so we can also take a look at what all the different LWX commandlets are, and we have a short little list.
Okay.
And so one of the cool things in the past, what we had to do, and you see I have seven machines here running in my system, and one of the things we had to do in the past was we had to go to each machine individually, or we had to set up a little
service
console
or
something.
Yeah.
So this is just simply do a start LWX system. And then it just goes to, and it knows the proper order of our specific system, because the machines have to start in a specific order.
Sure.
So it'll start in that correct order, and it'll go through, and it'll start them all up. And then it goes to, it double checks, because we also use SQL replication, and so it'll double check that SQL replication was also loaded and is also active before it'll say the system's officially started.
So this is interesting, because then in the past, this would have been an actual application or something that you had written in code and compiled and deployed.
Right.
Whereas now with being a PowerShell script, it's easy to go back and make a change if you added a new system into your order or took one out. It'd be pretty easy for somebody to go into the PowerShell scriptlet, change the code, so to speak, the script, and not have to worry about a developer rewriting it and compiling it and testing it.
Yeah, and the cool thing is even if we add machines, it's real simple. You just add them to the XML file, and then you just update your drive, and boom, the machines are right there.
Ah, nice.
So it's been saved us a ton of time.
Great.
So the other things we can do is we can pull out our alert logs, we can pull out our event log, individual stuff, just pipe it out. We can trace the SQL replication to see if something's not right. We can trace it through. We can send a little an update through just to make sure it's going all the way from start to finish.
Nice. So no relying on SQL logging and all the tools there.
So it gives us independence in two ways. One, we don't have to depend on a DBA, and we don't have to depend on a developer. The field technicians can
do it all themselves.
Do it without having to get a whole bunch of other people involved.
Great. Okay.
So just do a quick status again.
Yep. And we can see if they're all started now or running.
We had one failure, which was on purpose. So.
Okay.
So, so it's pretty cool. And, of course, stop is the same.
Yep. Go through and stop it.
Love the tab key. So in the real basic stuff, this is some of what we've done with PowerShell. The big things are being able to start and stop systems, and to pull log files. It's just been tremendous help with that.
Okay, so that was a great demo. Thanks, John.
Sure.
So let's talk a little bit about maybe the next versions of what you guys are looking forward to in the upcoming release of PowerShell, and some of the things that maybe you know are going to be there that you want to take advantage of, things like that.
Some things that we're looking forward to the 2.0 is to expand our collection capabilities. There's some real cool things with that. Also, we're looking forward to building our own GUI-driven stuff ourselves. We can do a 2.0 a lot easier than we can do with 1. Building dashboards and things like that. Because we're, as a company, we're getting more and more into the managed services role as opposed to just simply support. So it's becomes exciting for us to be able to do that without a big development staff.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
So that's a lot of the stuff we're looking for.
Great. So I guess overall, maybe you could sum up your experience with PowerShell and some of the benefits and things for API for us to wrap things up.
Some of the really cool benefits are not being able to have to memorize a development or a programming language or anything like that. It's very intuitive. It's the verb noun, and when we picked it up in a couple of days, some of the base things.
Sure.
And that was very exciting. Also very exciting being able to be independent of other parts of the software company to where we could quickly deploy scripts and using a really powerful commandlet-driven It's been really exciting.
Great.
And as a company, we're embracing it throughout all the different areas. We're investigating whether we just want to do some deployment models with just PowerShell. We've incorporated a lot of PowerShell into our initial setups, but now do we want to go to the next step?
and like do one-click deployment of software.
Great.
Things like that. So it's very exciting.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for joining us here today. If you're also interested, as John talked about just a little while ago, in Hyper-V and virtual machines, catch our other segment that we're going to shoot here today and post as a separate video on Hyper-V and virtualization that API Healthcare is doing. And so hope you enjoyed this session on PowerShell. Thanks, John.
Thank you.